Shalom. This is Billy Brim and the Voice of One Witness radio broadcast. At the beginning of 2014, the Lord said to me, "The church must this year don glory." He had given me a revelation of the glory many years ago, and we're going to be playing for you now from CDs made all those many years ago of that message He gave me.
"For I knew when we came that this was the message God wanted me to give. And in order to do that, we had to lay the background of the glory of God, how it really was upon man, left man, he fell from it, and earth to a degree was robbed of the great big manifestation of God in it, the great big power, the great big glorious manifestation of God, and how that God in His wondrous plans and purposes and workings through the Lord of glory has brought man again and is bringing man into the fullness of His glory. Oh, you couldn't stand the face of God yet, but one day there's going to be a great unveiling. We're going to all stand face to face with Him. But one day we'll be there, and that'll be the most grand and glorious moment of all creation when once again the Father's face is revealed unto us. For we have been prepared to stand in that presence." I was just invited to a national prayer conference in Washington, D.C. 120 people were there. They were there from all circles, and I'm sorry that we have circles in the church. I wish we did not, but we do. And we run round in these circles, and we mainly stay in them, and they're kind of comfortable for us. Well, in this circle, I was the token faith person, you might say. I've been the token woman several times in places, but I never had been the token faith person before. And we had in this group of 120 people who are prayers, and they said leaders in the church. We had there Catholics, Lutheran. About half the people were charismatic, about half the people were not charismatic. The charismatics were from quite different circles. Some were there from community-type living places. There was one man there who headed up a ministry, and I tell you, 4 or 5 years ago, I would have thought if you came out of that ministry, you needed a deliverance. And he may have thought the same thing about me. And we didn't say anything to each other the whole time. We had to get up the first night and tell a little bit about ourselves. And so from the first night, they knew who I was. And not that I'm anybody, but they knew from what circle I came. And that man sat over there on one side of the room all the time. We would get up 5 o'clock in the morning, pray together. We spent the whole day together. And he would sit over on this side of the room, and I sat over on this side of the room, and the last day of the conference, we'd never said a word to each other, but the last day of the conference, we walked toward each other and just put our arms around each other and loved each other and cried. And there are some things to cry over because we have been so divided and in our little circles. But the amazing thing about this, Brother Duplessy was there, Joy Dawson was there, Iverna Tompkins was there. I can't think, a lot of the other people I didn't know, though they were people who from Elam and other great places. And the amazing thing about it, all of them, so divergent in doctrine perhaps, every one of them is hearing the same thing from God. Here's what they've heard, that there's about to be a great move of God in the earth. Hallelujah. And that our business now is to consecrate ourselves to Him and to pray. The very same things we've heard in our circles, they've heard. It seems to me that the church is at last saying the same thing. So one of the scriptures God has been speaking to me through is 1 Peter chapter 4 for the past few months. This is more or less for my own self, but I want to lead up to how He gave me the message that I'm going to give today. First Peter chapter 4. And in my own personal and private devotions, he's spoken to me in verse 1, as he has through all the chapter, but in verse 1, "For as much then as Christ has suffered for us in the flesh," he lived here, he endured in the flesh, and he died in the flesh. Really, this word here, this particular word translated suffered, is died. "Arm yourselves likewise with the same mind." We're the army of the Lord. We can arm ourselves with the mind of Christ. "For he that hath suffered in the flesh," or died, is how it really reads here. "He that has died in the flesh has ceased from sin." That, here's the purpose of the dying in the flesh. "That he no longer should live the rest of his time in the flesh to the lusts of men, but to the will of God." And God has made it very real to me that each of us have a period of time called the rest of our time in the flesh. If Jesus comes as soon as I think he's going to come, we all have about the same amount of time. But if he doesn't, say he doesn't come for 100 years, we don't have very much time. Life is just, the Bible says, like the flower on the grass. Each of us, whether he comes very, very soon or a little, not so very soon, but soon, 100 years would be soon. Each of us has a measurable period of time called the rest of our time in the flesh. We can live it, not according to the lusts of men, other men, or our own lusts, but we are to live it to the will of God. Hallelujah. So, then going down to verse 7, we read this line, "The end of all things is at hand." And since the end of all things is at hand, there are some things we must do. "Be ye therefore sober, watch unto prayer, and above all things have fervent love among yourselves." Above everything else. "For love shall cover the multitude of sins." The man I told you about who's gone to heaven is a missionary in Brazil. And he said the Portuguese Bible translates this, "Love destroys the multitude of sin." "Use hospitality," verse 9, "one to another without grudging. As every man hath received the gift, even so minister the same one to another, as good stewards of the manifold grace of God." Verse 11, "If any man speak, let him speak as the oracle of God. If any man minister, let him do it as of the ability which God gives, that God in all these things may be glorified." Remember yesterday, our job is to glorify God in our body. And the Lord says here at the end of these days, "If any man speaks, let him stand and speak as the oracle of God." God didn't really like us to have little lectures in the churches and in our meetings. It was the will of the eternal God that when one stood to speak, he speak as the oracle of the living God. "If any man minister, let him do it with the ability and the power God gives." And that is a powerful ministry. God ministers in power. These things bring glory to God. Little sweet talks don't. And compromising with the powerful ministry of God brings him no glory. But the end of all things is coming and you're going to see this fulfilled, for God will receive glory in the church. Right in the face of the enemy. Now let's pay particular attention to verse 14. It's the one I'm coming to. If you be reproached for the name of Christ, happy are ye, for the Spirit of glory and of God rests upon you. On their part, he is evil spoken of, but on your part, he is glorified. This says to us, speaking about being reproached for the cause of Christ, be happy, for the Spirit of glory is upon you. Now, for about 2 years, I've been meditating about this. The Spirit of glory is upon us. Remember, we said that when man was crowned with glory and honor in Psalm 8, we went then to 1 Chronicles 16, verse 27, and found that glory and honor are in his presence. Glory, the manifest presence of God, is upon you. We'll come back to that in a minute. Now look at 2 Peter, chapter 2, verse 10. And Peter's really writing about these same people. 2 Peter chapter 2, verse 10. These will be those in the last days not walking after the Spirit like God wants us to, but walking after their own flesh. Chapter 2, verse 10. But chiefly them that walk after the flesh in the lust of uncleanness and despise government. Presumptuous are they. And that word presumptuous should be translated, or could be translated, daring. Presumptuous or daring are they. Self-willed. They are not afraid to speak evil of dignities. Again, the word speak evil of is blaspheme, and the word dignities is glory. They're not afraid to blaspheme glory. They're not afraid to blaspheme the presence of God.
Shalom, this is Billy Brim again, and you've been hearing a classic message that came many years ago of a revelation of the glory of God. We do have this series from those days on a CD in a 5-CD package that we will be glad to send you for $20. Just call us at 417-336-4877 or 1-800-972-3447 and request the classic A Glorious Church.